Hi, I'm Koshin Chris Kane, abbot of the Puget Sound Zen Center on Vashon Island, Washington. We're glad to be able to bring you these podcasts. If you'd like to learn more about our Zen Center, please visit our website at pscc.org.
Patience, persistence, and practice, in no particular order. We live in a world of duality, right and wrong, night and day, illusion and reality, death and life, religion and spirituality. With this in mind, let's look at these words that I calligraphed quite a long time ago for my calligraphy students. As a matter of fact, these are good things for achieving or attaining any of the skills you want to learn, whether it's become a better skier, a better calligrapher, a better business person. You have to practice every day. Preferably, to find the time and patience to make time to do that practice. And then, of course, you have to persist. You just have to keep going. You can't let either time or season or illness stop you from continuing. And whether it's persistence or perseverance, or as Koshin likes to say, diligence. It's an important aspect of anything you wish to attain. But if you're a Zen student, it's absolutely terrible advice. Bad advice when looked at the words in that way. Because as we know from the Heart Sutra, indeed, there is nothing to attain. So what are we doing? Striving to attain some state of betterness is not what Zen is all about. Thich Nhat Hanh says, you cannot work to find the way to enlightenment. Enlightenment is the way. So what do we do? Here's another one. Dualism, looking at things on both sides, instructs people to break these material shackles and undertake a journey back to the spiritual world, which is totally unfamiliar to us, but that is our true home. During this quest, we must reject all material temptations and deals. Due to this dualistic legacy of ours, every journey on which we doubt the conventions and deals of the mundane world and venture forth towards an unknown destination that is called a spiritual journey. Dualism instructs people to break these material shackles and undertake a journey back to the spiritual world, which is totally unfamiliar to us, but is our true home. Such journeys are fundamentally different from religions because religions seek to cement the worldly order, whereas spirituality seeks to escape it. Often enough, one of the most obligations for spiritual wanderers is to challenge the beliefs and conventions of dominant religions. In Zen Buddhism, it is said that if you meet the Buddha on the way, kill him, which means that if while walking on the spiritual path you encounter the rigid ideas and fixed laws of institutionalized Buddhism, you must free yourself from that too. Religions typically strive to rein in the spiritual quest of their followers, And many religious systems have been challenged not by lay people, but by spiritual truth seekers who expected more than the norm. And are you one of those seekers? Probably every one of you is in some way or other. I certainly have been, starting with Christian Science, and then Episcopalism, and then Zen, Rinzai Zen, and then Sufi, and a few other Far Eastern religions, and finding them not quite my cup of tea, if you will, and coming back to Zen, and realizing that the truth existed within me if I chose to practice it, to be mindful. So, in this dualistic world, let's look at these words differently. Our practice, what is our practice as a Zen student? Is it sitting on the cushion? Not really. Our practice is being mindful in everything we do, all that we speak, all that we act, all that we are. That is our true home. Lin Qi, Master Lin Qi, in the 860s, wrote the Book of Rinzai, and it's the basis for our Rinzai Zen, and is used as a teaching by all the main forms of Buddhism. According to Lin Qi, the businessless person is someone who doesn't run after enlightenment or grasp at anything, even if that thing is the Buddha. This person has simply stopped. She is no longer caught by anything, even theories or teachings. The businessless person is the true person inside each one of us. And this is the essential teaching of Master Lin Qi. When we learn to stop and be truly alive in the present moment, we are in touch with what's going on within and around us. We aren't carried away by the past, the future, or thinking, ideas, emotions, and projects. In doing nothing, in simply stopping, we can live freely and true to ourselves, and our liberation will contribute to the liberation of all beings. He also said, words are only drawings in an empty space. So these are drawings in an empty space. So in that case, when you sit here in Sangha or in any other way, it should not be striving to do, to be, to learn, to remember. It should be simply be here. Our practice is letting go of expectations, of preferences, of spiritual goals. Patient, then, is being patient with yourself, not castigating yourself for not living up to earlier ambitions or notions of right actions, but living fully in a mindful, non-judgmental way. And persistence or perseverance or diligence, keep on. Don't give up. Happiness is here and now. Master Lin Qi says that words are only drawings made in empty space. Well, I have made some copies of this large one. That if you think it would be useful to you, take one home. They're out there next to the pile of eggs in front of the donation box on the sign-in sheet. So take one home if you think it would be useful to you. And in the meantime, when you sit, Ty has something else to tell us, and that is, if you're not striving, if you're just sitting, you know that feeling when you've been traveling a long time, or you've been working hard for a long time, and you just come home and you go, I have arrived, I am home. That's how you can feel, just, And that too is a practice, an easy one, available to us all. So with that, thank you, old friends, new friends, every one of you.
This podcast has been brought to you by the Puget Sound Zen Center. Thanks so much for listening. To learn more about our community, you can visit our website at pszc.org.